Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampanis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode turned tragedy into triumph. She lost her husband suddenly in 2018 and has since started a successful business and still manages to be a full-time mom to her daughter. Welcome, Caitlin Pivot.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So let's jump right in. Tell us about your business. What do you sell?
I sell a variety of items, a lot of clothing, shoes. I've recently been getting into vintage toys, which I absolutely love. The little people from like the 60s and 70s, my absolute favorite. And a lot of paper ephemera items, whether it's vintage stickers or pamphlets, catalogs, manuals, what have you.
Sorry, can you tell me more about those vintage toys? Where do you get those from the 60s? It's wild.
I go to a lot of estate sales, occasionally thrift stores, and I love picking these up. They're kind of like the toys that people saved from their children and then passed them on to their grandchildren, and they are just indestructible. It seems they just last forever. They don't make them quite like they used to, and they're just so much fun. They're completely timeless.
eBay was a hobby for you for many years before you decided to pursue it full time. What is your earliest experience with the marketplace?
If I remember right, I was 15 or 16 years old, and my grandmother and I were talking about getting a birthday gift for my mom. We were looking for a rare vintage toy. It was a monkey's hand puppet from the 60s that my mom had growing up. And when you pulled the string, it sang, "Hey, hey, we're the monkeys." And we had been looking for one for years. My mom had always talked about how she lost hers, and that was like her prized possession from childhood. We were able to locate one on eBay, and that was the start of it for me. I just thought it was so amazing that there was a place where you could find these rare and collectible items and track down things that you might never be able to in person in real life.
And what were you doing before you started selling on eBay?
I was an office manager for a construction firm for a large engineering company. I worked on site as like an office manager, doing a lot of like contractor payments and data entry and reports and everything related to construction management.
So very different. So I did mention, you know, briefly in the intro, like why you decided to take your business full time. Can you tell us more about that?
Back in 2020, I was working full time. I was a single mom, and work-life balance just got disrupted. It seemed like my daughter was getting older. She was becoming a toddler, and I was gone about 50 hours a week, including my commute. And it didn't feel right anymore. I couldn't keep up on things, and it felt like I wasn't getting to see her, but maybe 2 hours a day. And it just wasn't the life that I wanted for us. So I started thinking about it, and I knew that eBay had always been a hobby for me and a side income. And I just started kind of doing the research and listening to other sellers share their stories. And I decided I'm not going to regret it, to just give it a try. And I've never looked back. It's been the best decision.
You said work-life balance was kind of an issue. So I'm curious, you know, what are some things that you've been able to do with the time you've taken back from owning your own business?
Yeah, so many things. It's been amazing. I've been able to travel with my daughter. We've gone to Florida, we've gone to Mexico, we've gone all kinds of different places. We visit family in Wisconsin and Alabama, and we've been able to go on these trips and just spend this time together before she goes to kindergarten this fall. And I've been able to sign her up for a lot more activities that she wouldn't have been able to do otherwise, like swim lessons, soccer, t-ball, just all sorts of things that normal kids get to do. But when you have a single parent, sometimes those bets are off.
Yeah, for sure. What is your favorite place you've taken her, and what's one of your favorite memories?
Oh, that's so hard.
I'm sure there's many.
I think probably our trips to Wisconsin and Alabama, just seeing family and being able to spend that time together as a family, just making those memories because, you know, there's just all of the people near and dear to us. You know, we could be anywhere in the world, but being there with those we love and getting to spend that time together, that's what really matters.
So you mentioned a little bit about, you know, where you found the vintage toys, but you do sell a whole bunch of other things like collectibles, new and trending clothing pieces. Where do you source a lot of that inventory?
One of my favorite places to source is estate sales. I go to those pretty often, but I also source from personal collections. Sometimes I'll have friends and family contact me when they're getting rid of things, or people just kind of know what I do, word of mouth, and they'll contact me. I also love going to thrift stores, yard sales. That's kind of where the passion started.
and word of mouth, all of it? You don't do any like social as well? I feel like social is the way to go nowadays.
Social is not my strongest suit. I do enjoy social, but I'm just more of a get out there person. That's what I do.
No, that's amazing because I feel like word of mouth isn't really big nowadays, right? So you're proof that it still exists and people should still, you know, get the word out there. That's awesome. You're obviously very busy in all aspects of your life. You're managing a full-time business. You're a full-time mom. Do you have some sort of strategy to be able to balance all those out? Is it sourcing or anything like?
When I'm outsourcing, my biggest strategy is just to get a lot at once. I have a Jeep. When I come home from these estate sales, I like to have it full if possible. I try to get enough to last me a while so that I'm not spending a ton of time sourcing. But another strategy with that is I try to take my daughter with me. She's only in daycare 3 days a week. It's nice to be able to do that with her on those days when she's at home so I can get a little bit more work time in. And she loves it. She's five, so she gets to pick out a few toys while we're sourcing, and it keeps her content, and she's thrilled, and then I'm happy. It was more time we got to spend together, and I was still able to work.
We have a little business partner in the making, don't we?
I hope so.
She's going to take over the business one day. That's awesome. And what does like listing look like? You know, you're getting a truck full at a time. How does that listing look like for that?
I try to do most of my listing on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but at the same time, I do like to do daily listing just to keep my account active. So I try to do most of my photographing on those days, and then I'll have just some photos saved in my phone. So on the off days, if I only have 20 minutes to spare, I can just do it while she's watching a TV show or right after she goes to bed. I'll just upload a couple of listings from my phone just to keep my account active. But I do try to put the bulk of my work into those 3 days when she's at daycare.
Shipping. How do you have the time to send those out? Is it while she's at daycare?
Again, I kind of balance it. Monday is obviously my heaviest shipping day, like most sellers. I'm trying to get all the orders out from the weekend, and she's at daycare that day, so that makes it easy. And then if I only have a couple of packages going out, I'll often just stick them in my mailbox. My carriers are really great about scanning things, so I've never had like a lost package that way. They're fantastic. Can't say that enough about them. But otherwise, you know, I just kind of incorporate it into our routine. We're running to the post office on average about 4 days a week.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So what advice would you give someone who's in the same boat as you? They're a single parent. They got to support their child financially and other ways as well. What advice would you give for people who are looking to balance that out?
The biggest thing for me getting started and trying to figure all that out, where I drew a lot of inspiration was from a lot of the YouTubers that I listened to. They put a lot of videos out there about like eBay policy changes and updates, things that I don't have time to necessarily like read through or research. It's easier to just kind of digest that information when you can turn on a video and let it play while you're in the shower or let it play while you're driving somewhere and just kind of listen to it in the background. But it also helps you stay on top of trends and whether it's rule changes or just what's selling right now, what the hot bolo items are. And I use that a lot to just commit brands to memory as well. So I know which things to look out for while I'm sourcing.
Is there a specific platform you would recommend more than another?
I really enjoy YouTube for that purpose. But I also have to say that some of the Facebook selling groups are really, really helpful. You can go in with any question and there'll be a lot of veteran sellers who are willing to offer advice, tips, especially if you're in any sticky situations. They've handled it before and they're willing to give advice. And that's really valuable. And also just for help identifying rare or harder to find items, things like that. There's a really great community out there. There's a lot of people doing this and there's somebody who's probably experienced it before. So don't be afraid to lean on others and learn from those who've gone before you.
Yeah. And do they answer questions that you have? Any burning questions? Someone jumps in?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of times where I've just had an item where I cannot figure out either like what brand it is, what it does exactly, how to market it. And there's always been someone right there for me. A few months ago, I was trying to list a horse saddle. I know nothing about horse saddles. Really out of my realm. And there were several people who jumped right in telling me what to measure, where to look for the maker's mark, things I would have never been able to figure out on my own. I just really appreciate the community and how willing people are to help and jump in.
I'm curious, what was your ROI on that one?
You know, I haven't sold that one yet.
But you will, and you'll make amazing profit. That's a really good example. Yeah, so you've made some friends in the community. That's awesome. That's kind of what we want to do. And I've been in some of those Facebook groups as well. And I'm just like, I love looking at, you know, what people post. Like I see someone post an item. Can someone identify this? Is it real? And people jump in and they're like, no, it's not. Or like, you know what I mean? It is. And you can make double that what you have it listed for. So that's one thing that's great about our community. Caitlin, tell us where listeners can find you and your store online.
We are based out of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and you can find us online at ebay.com/str/legacysalesVA. That's all one word.
Okay, awesome. And you mentioned no social media.
Actually, I am on Facebook. I'm just not super active in that realm, I would say, but not really on Insta for my business or anything of the like, but I do use my Facebook, so.
Awesome. And then one day, I'm sure we'll see you make videos of your own on YouTube since you watch them so much and, you know, you learned a thing or two.
You know, I have thought about that. That's not off the table. But for now, you know, with my 5-year-old and my business, I do have my hands full. But who knows? Never going to say never.
You mentioned that that might be your plan. Do you have like a 5-year, 10-year plan that you have set out so far?
At this point, just to grow my business, life is rapidly evolving as it seems. So it's really hard to say what that looks like at this point.
No, that's fair. I'm excited to loop back and see what you have going for you in the next little while. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate this.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was such a fun opportunity and I'm really grateful to be here.
Caitlin Pivot sells on eBay under the store name Legacy Sales VA. Check out her store for any of your essential needs, from clothing and accessories and vintage toys or household items. We hope you'll join us on our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.